Coloring cotton in South Texas, Josh.
It's all yours.
Okay, good morning. Thank you. So I serve as an extension agronomist for South Texas. I'm based out of Corpus Christi, about 3 hours north of the border. With me on this paper is Danielle Sekula. Danielle is our IPM agent for the three main counties down in the lower Rio Grande Valley at our southern edge. She's based out of Weslaco. So a little bit of background on the issue at hand. If you're not familiar with deep South Texas, we do still have a problem with boll weevil that we continue to fight down there, and then occasional outbreaks further north into the Corpus Christi area. And a big part of the success of that program moving forward is the timely destruction, removal of hostable cotton material in the field. And so we're under deadlines in the fall immediately after picking to get rid of these hostable plants. And so the map there shows you that deadline structure according to our Department of Agriculture. And we start about September 1st, typically in the Rio Grande Valley with those deadlines. All hostable material needs to be out of the field at that point. And then it moves up the coast, Corpus Christi area, usually about September 15th. From the mid-coast south, the dominant method for rendering those stalks unhostable is through herbicides. And traditionally, that's been through the use of a pound of 2,4-D, typically applied to shredded stalks immediately after you shred. And then oftentimes, we have to spray that a couple of times to get full control of those cotton stalks. In the last few years, the rollout of Enlist cotton and the adoption of those varieties in this region of the state in particular has presented a bit of a challenge to overcome. We can't use that very effective treatment of 2,4-D on those stalks. Initially, when we started to plant Enlist cotton, the only alternative at that point in time was dicamba. So some generic dicambas, products like Ingenia, Extendamax, what have you, were being used. Early on, though, Dr. Galen Morgan and in 2017, myself and Danielle and Stephen Biles started to work with a compound called Dichlorprop, which you might know as 2,4-DP. And so last year, we actually had enough data to go ahead and move forward with supporting this 24C registration for Texas, which is a product called Duplisan, a 4-pound Dichlorprop product, as another alternative for cotton stalk destruction. Now, we've been doing this a little while. Dr. Morgan, I think longer than anyone else, and then myself and some of the local IPM agents starting in 2017 have been working with these alternatives. And it all seemed like it came to a head last year, and we had a good solid recommendation for moving forward. And as I'll bring up again, this job would be very easy if the weather was the same every year. Last year we had kind of a unanimous conclusion based on all the trials, and as you'll see here in a little bit, 2019 threw a wrench into that recommendation. But in 2018, we had a season where towards the end of the harvest season, we started to pick up some moisture, and that moisture continued on through the fall and parts of the coast all the way through the winter. So we had excellent soil moisture. We had really strong regrowth conditions. And what we found across, I believe, 4 or 5 trials last year in walking grower fields was that the sooner you could spray those stalks after harvest, the better the outcome was. The longer you let those stalks regrow, they became just exponentially more difficult to control, to the point that even with 2,4-D on susceptible cotton began to have some trouble. So sooner was better. Across those trials, Dichlorprop, or that Duplisan product, was at least as effective as dicamba, if not, in many cases, quite a bit more effective. And then lastly, we were looking at tank mixtures with thiodiazuron, or free fall drop, basically. We tended to find that that tank mixture improved the efficacy of both of those herbicides in a lot of cases. So that's where we were at in 2018. Now, 2019 was very different. It was very, very dry at the end of the season. For most of the regions that I serve, the rain stopped in June, early to mid-June, and did not pick up until late September, early October. So extremely dry soils. Regrowth potential was not what it was in years past. And so with that being said, let's move into the data from 2019. So first off, I want to show you a study sponsored by New Farm, who's the registrant for Duplisan. We had a variety of treatments here, all Duplisan treatments went out at 1 pound, so 32 ounces to the acre. Ingenia was our product for dicamba, also at a pound rate where we applied it. We have some tank mixtures with thiodiazuron or freefall. We also played with some tank mixtures with Distinct, which is dicamba and diflufenzapyr. I'm not going to spend a lot of time talking about those mixtures. They didn't show a lot of promise this year, but we'll continue to look at it moving forward. All treatments included crop oil concentrate. We kicked these off August 20th at the Corpus Christi Research Station. Important thing to note is that at that point in time, we had essentially zero green tissue on these plants when we started our applications, whether it was standing stalks, shredded stalks, what have you. There was very little, if any, leaf material there. We used Phytogen 480 across this trial, four reps of each treatment. Timing A kicked off immediately after harvest, and then timing B, that I'll show you in a second, started 2 weeks after harvest. There's quite a few treatments in this trial. The main things I want to focus on are the first two treatments. We have Duplisan followed by Duplisan 2 weeks later. That would be a standing stalk application. That's worked very well in the past 2 years that I've been doing this. But you can see there, we're not getting acceptable levels of control. This is 4 weeks after we cease spraying. So 31% control is nowhere near the ballpark that we need to be in. The next treatment down was shredding, followed by Diclopprop or Duplisan, and then a second shot 2 weeks later. Again, not acceptable. Fourth treatment down was interesting. Adding in thiodiazuron to the second shot improved things quite a bit. Still not to the level that we need. 77% control is not good enough. And then if we scroll down towards the bottom, I want you to focus on the third to last and then the last treatments. Those are dicamba programs. Dicamba immediately after shredding, followed by a second shot or simply a single application after shredding. Really surprised me the level of control that we achieved there. It's not perfect. It's still not at the level that we need, but to get that level of control versus the extremely poor results we saw with Duplisan was really surprising. I've not seen that before. But remember, very little leaf material on these plants when we made these applications. Just a few plot photos to show you. The common practice is to shred and then spray across the region. So here's where we have shredding immediately followed by Duplisan or dicamba in the right-hand photo. You can see the level of regrowth on the Duplisan treated stalks. Some of those are approaching hostable levels at this point. That's a problem. Whereas we've got decent but not perfect results with dicamba. The same story when we apply two applications. Again, dicamba actually looked very, very good in many cases. Duplisan, not so much. Now let's move into a couple of additional trials. So these are smaller, more focused trials. I've actually got two trials on one chart here. So the different colored bars are separate trials from one another. The blue bars show you a trial where we started with shredding the stalks, then we started immediately spraying thereafter, that same afternoon. The important difference between this and the trial I just showed you, the New Farm sponsored trial, is there was a longer period of time between harvest and when we started our shredding and chemical applications. So we had some regrowth start to form. Very, very small leaves in this case, maybe an inch and a half in diameter, but there was some regrowth present. So if we look at the blue bars, you can see Diclopprop or Duplisan, those programs worked very well in this case. The addition of thiodiazuron didn't seem to improve anything there appreciably. Ingenia or dicamba also looked good. Very much on par with Duplisan in this case. Addition of thiodiazuron didn't change much there. Now, if we go to the orange bars, this is where we waited an additional 2 weeks, and in the case of this study, that means we're actually picking up some rainfall at this point. So 2 weeks after we shredded, we started to treat where you see the data in the orange bars. So now we've got more robust regrowth, bigger regrowth, 2.5-3 inch wide leaves in some cases. This is where it gets kind of interesting to me, because this follows what we saw last year in 2017. The Duplisan treatments look good. The addition of thiodiazuron seems to perhaps improve things a bit, getting us up to 100% control. But what we've seen in this case, and what follows with what we've seen in the last couple of seasons, is that the more regrowth you have, the quicker your efficacy with dicamba will fall off. And we're seeing that already here. Ingenia followed by Ingenia, 60% control, which is not really acceptable for our purposes. Interesting though, including thiodiazurone with Ingenia improved things quite a bit. One more trial to show you. This is down in the Rio Grande Valley at Lyford. This is a trial Danielle conducted. The different colored bars are different cotton varieties. The main two we want to focus in on are the bottom two, so the orange and the blue bars. Those are Enlist cotton varieties, Phytogen 330 and Phytogen 480. Down there, Danielle had some slight regrowth present when she made her application, similar to the first trial I showed you on the prior slide. Duplisan looks good. Ingenia looks good. Everything's performing fairly well at this point. And so, as I'm summing up our experience this year, again, it's different than 2018. This would be easy if we could dial in the rainfall the same every year, but we learned more, definitely. Under moisture stress conditions, very, very dry conditions in 2019. If you spray Duplisan, either to shredded or standing stalks, you got very poor regrowth control. And again, we had basically zero leaf tissue present on those stalks when we sprayed them. Surprising to me was that dicamba was much more effective under those conditions. Even with no leaf material on the plants, we were getting good stalk penetration and activity. Not perfect, but much better than Duplisan. When we waited a bit further and we got slight amounts of regrowth, small amounts of regrowth, small being the key word, both herbicides worked well and very comparable to one another. But then as time went further on, and we got more rainfall, more regrowth, then we see the efficacy with dicamba start to suffer. And at some point, we'll get to a level that no herbicide is going to rein these stalks in. And we've seen that in prior years when we have excessive rainfall. And then finally, the addition of thiodiazurone is still showing promise, not in every instance that we looked at, but in several cases, it improves the efficacy of both herbicides. We've had a bit of a shortage of thiodiazurone in areas, but hopefully as we move forward, that'll be more available and perhaps more economical. So with that, I'll wrap up. Just want to briefly thank the Texas State Support Committee and New Farm for supporting this work, and we'll continue it again next year and hopefully continue to refine that recommendation. So if we have time for questions, I'd be happy to answer. Yes.
So as far as percentage control, where would you like to be? What would you say? I mean, 100% is not really realistic, I guess, but where would you like to?
100% is often not realistic, but that is the goal. And you know, we talked about hostable cotton stalks. That doesn't necessarily mean dead cotton stalks, but really the perception in the area and the attitude of the boll weevil eradication program is that stalks need to be dead, not just non-hostable. They need to be dead. We don't like seeing any leaf material out there. If we can at least keep those stalks non-hostable for a period of time to allow fall tillage operations to start and then finish that job off later, perhaps that would be acceptable. But we're really shooting for 100% here.
Okay.
Thank you.